Each summer for 100 years, Middlebury College has hosted a language study program. Students sign a pledge that they will only communicate and interact in the language they are studying for the entire 6 or 7 weeks of the program. 11 languages are taught using this strict immersion approach, and the programs attract everyone from art history undergrads to business people to sopranos? As the college celebrates the centennial year of the language schools, VPR's Patty Daniels visited one specialty class at Middlebury, German for singers.
Weil es doch einen Ausweg für ihn gäbe.
About 20 students sit around a table in a German literature class. Their binders are open and photocopies of texts are spread out in front of them. But before we go further, let me confess. Ich spreche kein Deutsch. I don't speak German. And the students that I observed aren't allowed to talk to me in English. But their instructors, like Hans Gabriel, aren't beholden to the language pledge. So he got me up to speed on today's lesson.
Aber denken Sie an das Original. Ist das sehr familienfreundlich? Nein.
And you can see, sort of in the discussion, it's a struggle for them to be able to express themselves in German.
This is a beginning literature course, and today's class starts with a reference to Charles Darwin, focuses on the text of Hansel and Gretel, moves into Bertolt Brecht's philosophy of theater, and wraps up with a discussion of Richard Wagner's music. That's not too shabby for beginners.
Und Philosophy und Gesellschaft und alles, das bringt zusammen. Und es ist ein total Effekt für die
Their German level is low, but their intellectual level is high. As opera singers, they have a lot of this background knowledge. So the key is really to find a way in the limited German to reference that.
The German for Singers program attracts mostly opera singers. Many of these students plan to move to Germany, find agents, and sing there professionally. But they arrive at Middlebury not knowing much German, say their teachers. The students have 3 to 4 hours of classroom study each day, and then go across campus to work for another 2 to 3 hours with singing coaches and music instructors at the Performing Arts Center, where again, all instruction is in German.
Machen wir noch einmal.
They take turns rehearsing next to the shiny black piano at the center of the room. Emily Donato and Adam Coffey sing this duet from Mozart's Magic Flute. They both plan to pursue careers in Germany this fall, says music director Stefan Reuter, who accompanies them on piano.
Nacht auf zwei Weg. Das ist nicht auf drei so wie Nacht, sondern Nacht.
Singing instructor Stefan Boving steps in with a bit of coaching.
To.
Du musst nicht to.
Ah, okay.
Du sollst ein O machen, aber der Mund darf.
You may saw it. His breath doesn't get deep enough. When the breath of the singer is more in the chest, it disturbs the vocal cords.
Yeah.
The students' voices are stunning, but the instructors are listening for detail.
Gut, aus, nicht uns.
Ah, ja. Aus.
Das ist American singers are used to a different kind of pronunciation. Of course, German audience will know better what they are doing well or what they are doing wrong. But I think even for an American audience, it has to be for the character of the music. That the words are as clear as possible.
German is so different. It's so jumpy and kind of springy. And that's very hard for American singers to learn.
That's Bettina Matthias, the director of the German school. As each student rehearses, Matthias and fellow singers and instructors look on attentively, mouthing the words and making notations in their sheet music. Matthias's background in music makes the German for Singers program special to her.
German has a very particular sound system and sound world. and I want them to understand it as a musical world that is clear to them now and makes sense and has a cultural component that they want to convey to the audience.
Mattia says even after 15 summers of working in the German language school, it's still satisfying to watch students throw themselves into what she calls a crazy linguistic and social experiment. For VPR News, I'm Patty Daniels in Middlebury.
Danke, super, sehr gut, sehr schön, sehr schön.
The German for Singers program at Middlebury College will stage an opera at the end of the summer program. They encourage the general public to attend regardless of the language you speak. We have details at vpr.net.